Welcome to the Investor Coaching Show, a podcast to help you get an insider's view of the financial world and escape common investment traps. We look at the financial news of the day and help you make sense of it so you can relax about money. And here's your host, Paul Winkler.
All right, back here on the Investor Coaching Show, I am Paul Winkler. Talking money and investing. Now, one of the things that I do from time to time is I do videos that you can check out, and you know, paulwinkler.com is the website. You can get on the email list to just receive if I put out something on whatever. I mean, a lot of times I'll try to put out something timely. I'm gonna get into that a whole lot more going forward. We are all talking about the videos that I used to do a lot more of, and I thought, man, I just need to do more of that again. That was a lot of fun, you know, because you can watch the radio show on video. You know, that's something you can do. But, you know, a lot of times I don't have visuals here, and I want to do more of the visuals where you can check that out. So, you know, be aware that's out there, and that's going to be coming your way. So one of the things that I talked about, and I thought I would just mention here because I think it's important, is with markets. Let's just talk about markets in general, stock markets. You have lots of different markets. You have stocks, you have bonds, you have CDs, you have, you know, savings accounts. People invest in CDs, and I go, be really careful. A CD is super good if I know exactly when I'm going to need my money, and I might need it in a year. So I'll buy a one-year CD, and then I'll put it in there, lock it up, and then I don't have to worry about a penalty when I pull it back out later on, because I was going to spend it anyway, or a two-year CD if I'm going to spend it. If I get really far out there CDs, much longer-term CDs, then you run into a situation where you have a lot more inflation risk, and that's the problem with that. You might be better off with money markets or savings accounts or something like that, where you can get the money out with no penalty on the back end. Okay, so the issue that comes up here is this. What about stock market volatility? Do I have time for the volatility that can occur in the stock market? A lot of times as people get older, this is a question that comes to their minds. Now, the thing that I point out is this. If we look at market downturns are just a part of the deal. If I put a dollar in treasury bills in 1926, $1 worth $22 today. So that's short-term fixed rate investments, no risk. Dollar goes to $22. And I go, ugh. Well, when we look at large U.S. stocks, it's more like $14,000, and it might be up in the range of $40,000 or even $100,000 with some types of small company stocks. I mean, huge, huge difference, $22 versus, you know, small value over $100,000 over that period of time using the FAMA French Value Research Index. So you look at that and go, whoa, wait a minute. That is a big, big difference. Why? Because I have to put up with a lot. I have to put up with ups and downs in the market. You know, whenever I have to put up with, you know, it's like if I want to get paid a lot of money, what do I do? If I'm going to college and I take, you know, basket weaving or something really easy, you know, I'm not going to get paid a lot. If I go into a rigorous type of a training program where there's just a lot of study and a lot of hours and a lot of homework and a lot of assignments and, drudgery, maybe years of schooling, well, chances are good that the pay for that type of work might be a lot higher. Or if I go into a type of work where there's just a lot of risk to my body, you know, I'm driving, you know, those ice truckers or whatever they call them, and they drive these trucks and, you know, I don't watch TV, so I'm terrible to talk about this stuff. But you go, and you know, they take these huge risks driving these crazy roads, and they get paid a lot for doing it because they could get hurt, you know, so it's a tough job. A friend of mine used to tell his kids, hey, you know, look at the wealthy person in this room. You know what he does? He has a porta potty business. It's not exactly what you want to do, so, you know, it pays more. So that is quite often the case where people that go through a lot get paid more. Same thing with investing. I get paid more historically if I'm putting up with something. So if we look at large companies, we don't get paid as much for large U.S. stocks, which is what most people are invested in more than anything else in America, unfortunately. If I could change that, I would. I don't know. It's hard to change people's minds. But I try. You know, if you got, and you know, you see these videos out there with hundreds of, I'm not going to complain. Yeah, hundreds of thousands of views on these videos on YouTube. And yet they're pushing all these large U.S. stock funds with companies like Vanguard. And I just got, oh, that's terrible. But anyway, I digress. Anyway. But you know, back to downturns. If we look at downturns, we go, well, they're just kind of normal. If you look at how many downturns of 5% that we've had since 1953 in the S&P 500, 5% downturns happen about three times a year. That's how normal it is. It's as normal as dirt. If you look at 10% downturns, that happens about once a year on average. And what's the average length of the downturn? About 43 days for 5% downturns, about 107 days for the 10% downturn. How about 15% downturns? Happens about every 3 years. It's pretty common throughout history. And that's 15%. 20% is once about every 6 years. And that's, you know, 20% is really big, right? So you look at that and go, wow, it is fairly normal to see this kind of thing. And, you know, one of the things I didn't talk about in the video, but I have a chart that actually, you look at the average bull market. Average bull market. Going back, and this is bull markets where markets go up. It was the data was from June of 1949 through June of 2023. Looking at the S&P 500, the average bull market, the market went up 265%, and lasted for about 67 months. Now, some of them are longer, some of them are shorter. You can't go and say, "Oh, 67 months, time to get out. Bull market's over." You can't do that. It doesn't work. But if you look at the average bear market, down 33%, much less on the downside than you have on the upside. So that is why it is so important to understand that declines are just part of the deal. Don't worry about it. Now, if you're not allocated properly, worry about it. Make sure that your asset mix, and you know, I talk a little bit about large companies, small companies here on the show, value companies, growth companies, U.S. companies, international emerging markets. You know, make sure in the fixed income, the bonds, short term, low duration, you know, that type of thing, high credit quality. But when it comes to market downturns, you don't know when they're going to happen. That's why you have the fixed income. As you get older, you start to stray a little bit more into the fixed income, but don't. You know, but typically, it's a really bad idea to do too much unless it's super, super short-term money. And the reason being is that inflation is nasty. I mean, you look at inflation since the year 2000 till now, I was blown away. Prices haven't quite doubled, but it's not far off. Almost double. Just think about that. And if you're living on the same paycheck you were in the year 2000, that's kind of rough. Really rough.
Thanks for tuning in to the Investor Coaching Podcast. Now, you may be one of these people that's been listening and realizing, wow, investing, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye, and financial planning, tax laws constantly changing, and recognizing that maybe you might need some help in this area, but you don't want just anybody to help you out. So we have 10 offices in the Middle Tennessee area, and everything we do is fee only. We align our interests with your interests. So you can get an initial 15-minute phone call with any one of our offices just by going to paulwinkler.com/call. That's it. Every one of the offices is run by somebody with 20 plus years experience. They're all degree planners. They all have academic backgrounds in investing, and you can get the help that you need. So if you want to set up a complimentary phone consultation, just go to paulwinkler.com/call. And we look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. I'm Paul Winkler. This is the Investor Coaching Show on Super Talk 99.7. WTN. Okay, so, you know, something that I was just thinking about during the break is if somebody comes out and sees any of us at any of our offices around town, one of the things I want to talk about is something it's near and dear to my heart. There are things that I think you need to know in as an investor, because most people don't know these things, and I think it's critical to get into it. But we have this little guide to relax about money that we talk about. And it goes through the bios of the different people that work with us, so, you know, all the different degrees that we have and their histories. And you're going to find that we have lots of well-educated people around. You know, I'm the guy crazy enough to go on the radio every single week. I've been doing it for a long, long time, almost every week. But they're the ones crazy enough to run offices for me, and I love them all. But there are questions that we want you to get, and I'm just going to walk through a couple of them because I think it's helpful to understand what you ought to know about investing. Now, number one, we talk about true purpose for money. What do I really want to accomplish as an investor? Money is just a tool to help express what you value. And if we know what it is that you want to do with your life, it's a lot easier to guide you. So a lot of times we get into that with people because we want to get where you're coming from. I love what one lady said. We were talking about just her experience with us, and she made a comment about how she just loved that, you know, she's worked with advisors in the past, and it was all about them. It was all about their investment strategy. She loved that one of the guys that she had met with, Ira, as a matter of fact, it was asking about her. What did she want to do? What did her and her husband want to do? What about her family? What dreams did she have? And she said it was just so good to be able to do that. So that's big for me to start right there, is what role does money play in your life? What is the purpose? What is it that you want to accomplish? Big deal. Now, a lot of us may actually know that. Sometimes maybe we don't. Another thing is the mental biases and blind spots that we face as investors. If you look at investing and the academic research, this is something that I've been talking to with some folks over at Trevecca, and something I really want to get into is, why is it that investors and investment advisors do not follow the academic research? You know, if we look at the academic research with regards to investing in mutual fund companies, major mutual fund companies, just basically saying, we will not follow this stuff because people won't stick with it. That is because we have these blind spots. We think that past performance is a good thing to choose mutual funds on. We look at something that has happened in the past, we think it's going to continue. We're looking at investments and we're looking at what's going on in the economy, and we think somehow that they're going to be related. And we don't recognize that that's not how markets work. But yet it sounds like it does. You know, we look at things that we're familiar with or products that we like, and we think, hey, if I could just invest in this company that makes this product that I like, that would be a really good investment. And in reality, that's not the case at all. And when I help people discover this, it's eye-opening for them. But if you can break some of those mental biases and get rid of some of the blind spots, then people don't get pulled in by marketing. That's the big deal for me. Now, if you're invested in the market, do you know what the warning signs are that you're gambling and speculating with your money versus prudently investing it? You know, a lot of times people are engaging in gambling with their investment portfolios. They don't even recognize it because they don't think of it as gambling. And I think things are a little bit sketchy out there. I'm going to put more money on the sidelines. Well, what is that? That's market timing. Market timing is any time you change your portfolio mix based on a prediction or a forecast about the future. Well, we kind of know that market timing is not a good idea, but we don't think of what we're doing there as market timing. Oh, I think this is going to be really good. This, you know, whoever's going to be president next is going to be just wonderful. Let's say that's it. Oh man, let's put more money in. Well, that's market timing as well. Because markets will actually respond to new information before it happens, or what is likely to happen gets priced into stocks. Have you defined an investment philosophy? I see investment firms with 20, 30 different investment alternatives that they recommend to people. And they conflict. They're not even the same investment philosophy, or they're totally different investment philosophies. And I'm like, do you guys like stand for anything? I mean, do you not stand for anything? Do you not recognize that what you're doing is just giving people whatever you think that they want or whatever they'll buy? I think there's something really, really wrong with that, quite frankly. Do you consistently and predictably achieve market returns? This is something I'll do with everybody when I first meet with them. I look at what they're doing and I'll say, and I don't shame them. I don't look at it and go, this is you. You're bad. You're terrible. I can't believe you did this. Usually it's their investment advisor that screwed up or the mutual fund company. So I'll look and I'll go, this is what that market did. That market went up, you know, at $10,000 grew to $30,000. You made money. It went to 20, but that's 10 less than what it should have gone up based on the risk that you took. So we can actually look at the risk-adjusted returns that were achieved and determine, are you missing something and, you know, not benefiting by less risk? Are you missing out? And that's a big deal. Credit quality, maturities in the portfolio. How are the bonds invested? A lot of times people have way more risk in their bonds than they think that they've got. It's really critical to look at these things. So, you know, you go to the website, paulwinkler.com. When we talk about the 15-minute phone call, that's what we're talking about there. Just to get the education started. It's a really good way just to kick the tires and say, hey, you know, this makes sense. And that guide is what we send to people when they actually set up a meeting with us. And hopefully you'll do it if you're not already a client. Hey, this is Paul Winkler. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Investor Coaching Show. If you want to learn more about what we do, go to our website, paulwinkler.com. Until next time, I'm Paul Winkler, reminding you that I believe that more educated investors are more confident investors. And confident investors are more successful investors. Have a great one. Advisory services offered through Paul Winkler, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what investments are appropriate for you, please consult with a financial advisor. Paul Winkler, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your particular situation.